Welcome to Your Weekly Dose podcast, the only show for those who missed the Mark and Brian radio program. Coming to you from Orange County in Southern California. Hear it happen live without a net every Saturday morning at 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Download past episodes directly from our website, yourweeklydose.com. But if you're on the go, subscribe through iTunes, Podbean, Stitcher, and make sure you leave a review. Now, here's this week's show.
Away Saloon for the 40th anniversary of the mooning of the trains. And a train is coming by right now, and everybody's excited.
Everybody's running out to the track.
And I got to say right now, there are two lovely ladies out there that are,
here
comes the train.
Yeah!
Shake that ass.
Move over my head.
Shake that ass. Oh, my God, I'm in love with you.
Oh, my.
Shake it, don't break it.
Holy cow.
Oh, my.
Well, it's a full house today. We got Steve Silva.
Hey.
Johnny B.
Hello, hello.
Producer Zach.
Hello.
And I am your host, Sean Robertson. Together, we are Your Weekly Dose Podcast. And as always, we're streaming to you live from Orange County every Saturday morning. And today, once again, we are at the Mugs Away Saloon.
Thank you for joining us this week and every week as we pay homage to our favorite radio gods, Mark and Brian, with the hopes of getting them into the Radio Hall of Fame. For those of you who have recently followed us, thank you for joining our family.
Now, if you'd like to join us or talk to us, we don't have phones today, but we're down at the Mugs Away Saloon in Laguna Niguel. It's just off the 5 Freeway in Crown Valley, Avery Parkway.
Yeah, every Parkway exit is where you want to go, and you make a right as soon as you exit, make another right. On the Capistrano Way, I think it is, whatever.
Yeah,
about right a mile and a half down.
And it's obvious where we are. So.
Yeah.
You got to come down and have fun.
Well, we've got a full day for you guys overall. I mean, obviously, we're here. We'll be mooning the trains all day today. Where the hell is my other...
I'm getting paid.
They actually have a schedule on the back of that car right there.
Yeah.
Of all the times the trains are coming by, and it's
The last one was
at 8:20 p.m.
Wow.
So it's an all-day event.
We're all here all day.
We'll be talking about summer jobs that we've had in the past.
Ew.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe our best summer vacations. We've got a pocket-sized cinema later on for you guys as well. we'll be interviewing Hutch later on, who is one of the owner of the Mugs Away Saloon, to tell us exactly why... They for 40 years they have been mooning the trains.
And I hear the bar was here even before that.
Yeah, exactly. So, and then also we'll be talking to the people from Lazarex, which is a cancer organization, basically that help people when in need when they find out they have cancer and everything. So we're going to learn actually a lot more about them because we know nothing about them at all. Mm-hmm. But we're going to learn all about them today. And Lazarex, did I say it right? That's close enough. Okay, good.
Perfect.
Okay. I learned from phonics. Sorry.
Yeah, we've already been drinking, so
yeah,
we can
Not
say anything.
Me. I'm so good to it's, go.
It is what it
Designated
is.
Designated driver.
Yeah. So, and then of course, we'll try and get some people here, and we got the game. And, of course, Zach is definitely prepared with the questions.
Yep.
You got it. You got it.
Technical difficulties. I got it.
So, of course, for a lot of you guys who listen to Mark and Brian, Mark and Brian. I'm going to, guys, used to remember them.
Mark and Brian. Yeah, people are cheering
for
Mark and Brian. Please remember that our podcast pays homage to them, and basically we are trying to get them into the Radio Hall of Fame. So if you want to help and vote them in, it will be this Monday, the 15th. There's a couple of ways to do it. Please go to MNBRHOF and go to it on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, and the instructions will be there on how to do it. You'll be able to vote twice, once through your phone, through texting, and then once through email, I believe, is the way it's going to go. So definitely try and do that and help get Mark and Brian into the Radio Hall of Fame if you guys were listeners.
So
they kept L.A. hopping for 25 years.
And Orange County hopping. I mean, they did a lot of things down here in Orange County. They were always doing something at Anaheim Stadium.
Southern California was happening all the time with
them. They did stuff down at Anaheim Stadium. They did stuff in Fullerton with their Halloween parades and everything. And, of course, they would get certain people, you know, coming into their studios to visit them. And, of course, we just heard that Ross Perot passed away just recently.
No way.
I'm going to make America good.
I didn't realize he went from a millionaire to a billionaire.
Wow.
And that was amazing. So so for today's Mark and Brian past moment, we're going to play when Ross Perot actually came and visited Mark and Brian.
Did he really?
He really did. So let's go ahead and play that for everybody.
Yeah, there's no one out there.
Oh, they're out there, all right. Those weasels can crawl in the woodwork like cockroaches. I know they're out there.
Who?
Mr. Perot. That's none of your business,
okay,
if
you didn't mean to ask you, sorry, sir.
I just about had it with him. I mean, don't be asking me questions. I have told you time and time again the answer to these questions.
Okay.
Who's that? Who is that?
Sir, that's Chuck Moshans. He's our news director.
Mr. Perot, hi, how are you?
Well, that's none of your business, is it? Now, look at that news director over there. Oh, joy, another hornet from the press. Well, go on. Have your fun. Go on.
No, really, nothing.
You'd like to know how I am. You'd like to know, wouldn't you? You'd really like to know.
How are you sure? I'd love to know.
It's none of your business. First of all, I was not suckling my mama's teat yesterday. Now, I know you're looking for another thing on me, and, brother, you ain't going to get it. Now, why don't you turn that dried carcass you call a butt around back of that type of machine and peck out a story that deals with the issues relevant to the election, you yellow journalism leech?
Fine. Whatever you say.
Mr. Perot, listen. All right, now, first of all, let's just say thank you for coming in.
Hey, don't look at me.
All right. I'm sorry. It does appear, though, Mr. Perot, you're a bit on edge. Let us get you a cup of coffee. Here you go. Have that if you'd like. That may warm
now, you'd like me to taste that coffee, wouldn't you?
Well, no, sir.
You'd like me to taste that coffee.
I really don't care.
I bet there's rat poison in there.
So
I have it on two very, very good authorities that you put rat poison in that coffee.
Sir, there's no rat
poison. There's rat poison in the coffee.
We simply offered you a cup of coffee.
Hey, Mr. Newsman, you want me to drink that coffee. There is rat poison in that coffee.
Don't know anything about
now
that.
You get. I bet you don't. Now, you know. I know
Mr.
you know.
Perot, there's nothing in the... It's
don't
just
look
a,
at me.
I'm sorry. There's a. It's just a cup of coffee that we offered to you out of the friendliness
you'd
of...
You'd like me to taste that coffee.
I don't care whether you do or not.
I'll tell you what. You taste that coffee first, and then I'll drink a coffee.
There's no reason for me to taste this coffee.
Hey, Mr. Newsman, you say he's not going to drink that coffee.
It's
got rat poison in it.
Just a cup of coffee, Mr. Perot.
Remember, dirty tricks Republicans have probably put...
All right, fine. I'll sip the coffee. Here. There. See, it's perfectly black coffee. No problem. It's just a cup of coffee.
Well, there's no doubt in my mind that you have built up a tolerance to rat poisoning. Now, it's just like them Republicans do this. They put their people through hell just to get stories on me.
Okay, very sorry. We'll move the cup of coffee. You don't have to touch that. We'll just put that right over here. So how are you?
You'd like to know, wouldn't you? And I'm not going to answer. It's none of your business. In fact, I ain't going to sit in this chair. Probably some lie detector measuring the pulses of my blood.
There's no lie detector.
I'm not going to sit. I'm going to stand up and do this interview.
Mr. Perot,
don't look at me.
All right,
in fact, you're looking at me over there, Nicole. Mr. Newsleaks, you turn around.
Okay,
don't look at me.
No problem. No.
Mr. Perot, we don't mean to offend you. We just invited you to come by the room. We wanted you to be with us. It seems as though there's some sort of problem or something. Why?
Well, you'd be a little stressed, too, if you had to go to the bathroom like I do.
Well, we have a bathroom. It's right down the hallway. It's over to the left.
You'd like me to use that bathroom, wouldn't you?
Sir, I don't really care.
Don't look at me.
I'm sorry, sir. I don't really care if you use the bathroom or not.
I refuse to use that bathroom down there. Probably got some hidden camera looking at my private parts. I do not want my penis ended up on Time Magazine cover. And just like them dirty trick Republicans to do that.
Mr. Perot,
I will not use that bathroom.
There is no camera.
There's probably a camera, some microphone, so I can fart on it, and it'll be on a 9 o'clock news tonight.
Mr. Perot, there is no
camera. I have had it with that kind of stuff.
Mr. Perot, there is no bathroom, there is no camera, there is no...
Look, I am just here to call the kettle black. Now, wait a minute. Now, Mr. Newsly Show, they're going to say that's some sort of racial remark.
No,
let me tell you right now that the kettle could be blue, red, or chartreuse. Doesn't matter. I just want you to know I ain't eating out of it.
All right, no, we have
to. Don't look at me.
I'm sorry, Mr. Perot, didn't mean to look your way.
Hey, Philly, you're looking at me. Don't look at me.
All right, Mr. Perot, we just wanted to invite you in the room and find out exactly how you are, what your beliefs are. It does seem as though there's. All right, let us get.
Don't answer that.
Well, why?
Now, don't answer that. Now, the phone's probably booked.
No,
there's a wiretap or something.
Well, no, sir.
Or else I'll pick up the phone and the electrical shock going to my brain. Now, I'm not going to. Do not answer that.
Mr. Broad,
don't look at me.
I'm sorry.
Don't answer that.
It's just a listener.
I'm going to cry to chop it. Let me cry to chop it. Yeah.
All right, it's just a listener who's probably that. Calling up just to find out how you're doing, Mr. Perot.
Oh, they'd like to know how I'm doing. It's none of their business.
All right, Mr. Perot, look, it appears as though that you have a bit of a thing going with you. Maybe there's a better time you could come back and be
You'd like
us.
There to be a better time, wouldn't you?
Mr. Perot, it's just up
don't
to you.
Don't look at me.
I'm sorry. It's just up to you as how you want to deal with this. If you want to come by and use our
microphone. I'll tell you what, I have had it. I am leaving. I am leaving this room. Is that the only door?
Yes, sir, it is.
All right, I'm going to go. What? Oh, you like me to use that door, wouldn't you? It's probably like a bucket full of water, citric acid or something going to fall on me.
Mr. Perot, there's no water, there's no ashes above the door. Nice, so yeah, I like that, yeah. But there's nothing above it.
Throw that dangerous citric acid.
All right. All right, well, he's leaving the room now. I guess he's worried about the citric acid above the door. Yeah, well, no, just somebody open the door for you, sir. It's not a problem. Ross Perot dropping by the room to share with us his feelings concerning the presidential election coming up from a little earlier today.
Oh, my gosh. So good. So freaking good.
Yeah, you'd like me to use this microphone, wouldn't you?
I like that. You want to use the headphones right there, you know? Because, yeah. You know, let your shot go to my brain.
All right, I know. You're going to do something bad.
So good. So good. So once again, guys, Monday, July 15th, if you guys want to help Mark and Brian get into the Radio Hall of Fame, that's the time to do it. Please go to RHOF or MNB RHOF on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And look for the instructions on how to vote properly and get them into the Radio Hall of Fame. So,
which they so richly deserve.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, as always, we need to give a big shout out to our sponsor, Amazon, because without them, we could not do this show for all of you. They've been with us since day one.
Yeah.
What the? That's right, Donnie B. I thought we already went past that. All right. That's right, Donnie B. Whatever you said, it's so right for you.
Acting.
Yes, Donnie B. Steve, I do not have what the hell you have.
It's the
next
page.
Oh, the commercial. We skipped a bit.
Yeah, we did.
Try again.
Okay, great.
Pulling it together.
That's right,
everybody.
Donnie B. So there is no better place to go shopping than Amazon. They have everything. And we do mean everything, as my product today will attest to. So get what you want by shopping on Amazon. Just remember to use our banner.
Ta-da!
And now it's Sean's turn.
Too many Tito's.
Well-oiled machine we are.
Tito's.
Absolutely.
Amazon that's, and Tito's is our sponsor.
That's right, guys. All you need to do is go to our website, yourweeklydose.com, click on your Amazon banner and bookmark it. That way, every time you want to shop on Amazon, you use the bookmark link, and by doing so, you help this show stay on the air and do events like this. And
I tell you, this event is amazing.
It is.
Aww. It's the 40th running
it's
of the Moon Neantrak, and today's product on Amazon
tell me
is a foam butt boxer shorts. There it is.
I got to have them.
Oh, my gosh.
We have to put that on.
There you go.
Yeah,
there
it's a pair of boxer shorts with a fake butt sewn into the back.
Yeah.
It works perfectly here.
There is a lady walking around, I think, with a pair of shorts that it actually has a picture of a butt.
It's a pair of
doesn't have to moon.
Yeah, she just bends over and it looks like she's mooning.
I'm like, that's cheating.
That is.
No.
Yes, it is. No, you got to come out here and show your ass. Period.
But you know, with Amazon, you have no big crowds, so you can wear your butt shorts in private and enjoy yourself.
Now, we have some guests with us today that came down with you, Steve.
Yes. Today, we have... I have an uncle who's only a year younger than me. And
Uncle a year younger than you?
No, he's a nephew. I'm his uncle.
Oh.
He's my nephew. He went to Lakewood High School, and this weekend is their 50th reunion.
Uh-huh.
So last night we went to a bar over at the Marriott by the Long Beach Airport.
Yeah.
And there was people there from as early as the class of 63 for Lakewood High School. So,
now, do they shop on Amazon?
Ooh-wee. Of course they shop on Amazon.
You guys shop on Amazon?
Yes, they do.
You go to your weekly dose and use the banner, don't you?
They're going to.
Yeah, absolutely. So,
we had a lot of fun last night, and they're cool. They're down here.
They're fun. No, they're an awful lot of fun. We've been chatting with them all morning and everything, and they're a hoot. I love them.
They are. They're really cool. They're staying with me at my house.
Oh, cool. So party at your place.
Really
then.
That's exactly
party
right.
Nice.
So
nice.
Steve's on the floor?
Yeah.
Steve's always on the floor.
He's in the doghouse.
I know.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I already had one right question. Right, white, right. You've got a little on the other side.
Oh, my God. There's a drone.
Thanks.
Where's their drone?
There's a drone.
There is. Wow.
What? Oh.
Want me to go flag it?
Nah, you're fine.
Oh, it's
probably the cops.
Hey! The cops are flying a drone over us to
They want to see what kind of nonsense we're getting into.
Oh, almost anything, basically.
Right overhead.
So
this is so festive. I'm having a good time.
Oh, no,
I've been having a good time even before we went on the air.
I drove 400 miles for this.
Yeah, did.
Donnie
B is committed.
Well, you know what? Let's catch up with each other then so we can find out what is going on with each other.
Hi, Dan.
How you doing,
folks?
Welcome. Got some more winners.
Welcome.
So let's start with Donnie B.
Yeah.
You were up in San Francisco.
I did. I took
with
a
cute lady.
My best friend, Rachel.
Rach. Everybody calls her Rach for some reason.
Yeah, Rach.
For sure.
She's my little flight attendant friend, and she's moving up to Oakland to train for Southwest.
Nice.
Flight attendants are hot.
Why isn't she here?
She's in training.
Oh,
so I ditched her.
She just said that. Were you just paying attention?
Yeah.
No.
We took a road trip. But what's funny is we started out our trip on Wednesday by auditioning for a game show.
What game show?
We auditioned for 25 Words or Less with Meredith Vieira. And we didn't get picked, but
Meredith.
That's okay. We had different agendas going on that day, but it was fun to audition. We rented little go-karts yesterday.
I saw that, the yellow one.
Oh, my word. Listen to me. Wherever there is wheels, I'm going to rent them. Because that was such a good time, honestly. And so you guys are doing the shindig down here at Mugs Away Saloon. So I says, I got to get there.
Yeah.
So I just...
We're glad you did.
I hauled ass all night. All night, huh?
But I got
in about 3 a.m.
I wasn't too sure if you were driving down or if you were flying down, because you're a friend. I wasn't too sure about that. So.
Yeah, no, I drove up and down. So.
Oh, how was the drive?
So it was slow to go, but then it picked up, and we got, made some good time.
Did you take the 5 all the way down?
6.
Did you take the 101?
We went into Oakland, and I'm telling you what.
What?
What a raggedy mess. That place, honest, bag it and tag it and take it to the trash. It is wild up there, honest to Pete. So, but San Francisco is really fun.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so we went into the city and did all that kind of stuff. So what did you guys do when I was away?
Let's see. Well, I actually had an adventure right before we went on the air.
Oh,
that's right.
We realized that the iPad got charged last night.
Uh-huh.
You know, of course, we're broadcasting live, so everything is remotely done, so we're running on batteries.
Uh-huh.
And I go to look at it right before we're supposed to go on the air,
mm-hmm.
and it's almost dead.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah.
Dang it.
And I'm like, what the hell? It was charged last night. Roman plugged it in. It was 100%.
Damn it, Roman.
I loaded. No.
I said
Roman plugged it in.
I'm just kidding.
So what do you mean, damn it, Roman?
Of course he plugged it in.
Trying to be entertaining.
With that?
He plugged it in, and then he used it.
He plugged it in. And so last night when I get home, checked everything. It was 100%. I loaded up what we needed for today. And all of a sudden we get here, we open it up, it's dead. I'm like, what the hell?
Well, I do want to recap from last week's show. We had Tina Anderson on.
Uh-huh.
She was talking about Mercury retrograde.
She did. And
so a lot of the stuff that we use every day is going to conk out on us.
You had something with your fobs?
My key fob didn't work today, so that was interesting trying to get here.
Yeah. And then this thing, take it easy.
Yeah. What she said was just go with the flow.
And that's what I did. So
it
was about, 10 minutes before we're supposed to go on the air. Thank God I knew where there was a Best Buy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then while he was gone, I went and sat in a chair in the parking space so that he would have it when he got back.
Yeah.
You go with the flow.
Check that out on Facebook.
He was staying hydrated, though. Thanks,
Tito's. You know what? I got to admit, though, this Best Buy down here in Mission Viejo were freaking phenomenal when I walked in.
Really?
Talked to the security guy. I said, I need this and this. He goes, fourth aisle down on the right-hand side, sir. I said, great, thank you. Guy comes in. I'm looking for it. Guy goes, sir, do you need help? I go, yes, I need the 30-pin for an iPad Generation 2. And he goes, well, do you need the box for it also, you know, the proper charger, not just the cable? And I said, sure, let me get both. What not? What the hell? Both on sale.
Oh.
All right.
Fabulous.
Yeah.
Love it.
And so walked out of there with, like, I think it was just $30 for both. So I'm just like, you know what? I might as well just get them both right now, throw them in the bag. That way, in case this happens again, we got them.
Better be safe.
And so, and then thank God it's only like 5 minutes away. It took us
longer. When they said you had left and I was going over to sit in the chair, I thought, I wonder how far he has to go.
Thankfully, I knew where it was at, so it wasn't that far. Only two exits north of us.
Yeah, and you saved the day for sure.
Yeah, so, and it was good. So that was an adventure within itself. So we beat the Mercury retrograde or whatever.
Yeah, Mercury retrograde.
But last night, my son performed with not his choir, but the choir that he's going to go into. He did an Excite camp with the Los Alamitos Choir. And they call it Excite.
Have you seen some of the girls in the choir?
Oh, boy.
That's why it's Excite.
He is going to have so much fun in high school.
He is. He's going to have a ball.
I guarantee you. Yeah. My son's going to have an awful lot of fun in high school.
We're almost jealous.
Yes, we are. Yes, we are.
But we've got Donnie B.
Yeah.
So,
but I am starting to work out and lose weight, which is good for me. Because I do want to meet some of those girls, get to know them a little bit.
Eye of the tiger.
Absolutely. But no, he had a great performance last night, and so we had fun with that. And so it was good. It was really good.
Good times.
Steve, how about you, buddy?
How's
your week?
Well, it was fun, exciting, but my nephew and Randy and his wife, Debbie, got here Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
And we've been having fun ever since. We've been to the beach. We've been out to eat for Mexican food.
Okay. Uh-huh.
We went to Don Jose's in Huntington Beach.
You didn't go to Del Taco or Taco Bell?
Come on.
Almost.
Almost. Okay.
Almost. We drove by a few of them.
They got a Groupon.
We did drove by. Wow. And then let me see. I'm trying. It's like last night. I'm like, what did we do? Yeah. They had a mixer last night at Hilton Hotel by the airport over there off Lakewood and Spring.
Fancy.
In Long Beach, by the Long Beach Airport.
Yeah.
And there were people there, not just from their year, but from all years of Lakewood High School. There was some there from early as 63.
Ooh. Oh, wow.
So it was a lot of fun. Talked to some people and walked through. Had a good time.
Nice.
Yeah.
Old times.
We've been having a ball. They're staying at my house. My landlord, Franklin, was just gracious enough to go, have them stay here. No problem.
We should all go and stay with him.
So
we got an
extra bedroom that's not being rented, and he was like,
might as well go ahead.
Jammy time.
You're at home now, and it was great. So, I've been having a good time. We're going to have more fun today, tomorrow. We're going out to eat for Chinese today at a buffet down
I'm telling you, we're going with them.
Anaheim.
I know.
Yeah.
So,
and they're buying,
fun.
So.
Of course.
Debbie. We heard you're buying.
They're on vacation. They're buying. So, cool. So, welcome, guys. Glad to have you guys here. I know they've been enjoying the band and everything here, too, at Mugs Away Saloon. So
Debbie is really just excited as hell about
Debbie
the
Debbie was
mooning.
Dancing earlier, man. Yeah. She was shaking it, too.
She found the lady with the butt. The butt on her pants.
Oh, yeah. She showed me. Yeah.
Yeah.
She got
good
a picture.
Good job, Deb.
She also found a guy in a kilt.
Yeah, the guy in the kilt.
That had a T-shirt on that says, yes, it's a kilt. If I were wearing something under it, it would be a skirt.
I like it. I like it.
So, fun time. You guys got to come down here. It's great. It's a beautiful day.
Oh, it's an awesome
good
day.
Good heavens. Yeah. Look at it. It's just gorgeous.
Not a cloud in the sky.
So, Zach.
Oh, yes? Sorry, I'm in my own little world over here.
You are, buddy.
I'm looking around.
How you doing?
I'm fine.
How was your week?
I'm great, Sean. How was yours? No, I'm kidding. I'm done with school for the semester, so that's good. I got a B on both classes.
Nice.
By the skin of my teeth, too. I was actually worried about my film cinema class, but I passed it with a B+.
Good.
I think I determined I am a B student. So
good, man. Well, you know what? Look, I tell my son with his grades and everything, I said, look, as long as I don't care what grade you have, I don't care if it's an F, I don't care if it's an A. as long as you put in 100% of effort into it, then that's the grade that you deserve.
Yeah, different energy at my house.
So, you know, and it was up to him to decide, you know, what type of grades that he wanted. And so he's the one who strives out to go get the A's and everything, whatever. But as I said, as long as you put it 100% in and you truly give it your all, you know.
But what if you have a teacher that's just impossible?
I
mean.
Oh, I did. Film teacher was impossible. But I think I said this before. He is actually the very first instructor, my very first college instructor I ever had when I was about 22. Doesn't remember me, but the first class I ever took at Fullerton College was by him.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and he's got like he throws a bunch of hoops at you for assignments and tests. Like he wants 20 different things detailed this way. I did an extra credit paper on the movie Bonnie and Clyde because we had to pick a movie that we watched.
I remember you talking about
that's
that.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
And he only gave me 6 out of the 10 points.
What?
And he said the reason was like, well, because you didn't explain your theme. I'm like, dude, I did a whole freaking paragraph. Half the page was about my theme. That Bonnie and Clyde are kind of like a modern day Robin Hood. Well, for that time. And I explained that. And he said, well, you didn't give enough detail. I'm like, oh, good God, man. All right, whatever.
Hey, wow. You know, but you know
what I gotta be, so whatever.
He's gone.
Well, that's
just
it. You gotta be. And some teachers are like that. They're tough or whatever.
Yeah.
You know, but like I said, as long as you got, you know,
Some people learn at different paces.
Yeah,
though.
But you put 100% in, you got the grades. They're good grades.
Yeah, those
nothing
are good.
To be ashamed about.
Plus.
You know, I mean, they're not D's and F's.
No. Like I said, if I can just skate through the rest of the next year or two of college just getting B's, I'm cool with that.
So there you go. So yeah. You're fine. You're fine.
B minus is a deal breaker for me. So you lucked out.
You know what? You stay on your side of the table.
You just squeak through.
Or I will give you the worst tickling you've ever had.
Oh, tickle fight.
Ooh, hello.
Oh my.
Well, we're still waiting for the train. Steve, when is the next train going by?
Check your watch.
12:26.
Let's look here.
12:26.
All right, 12:20. Okay, so we gotta wait that long for the next
11:49.
Train.
Oh wait, there's another.
It's 11:50 now.
11:50. Oh no, 11:25.
Okay, all right. So 11:25.
No, wait. It's 11.
Would you make up your mind?
Good grief, everybody. I'm running on 0 hours of sleep.
And we get the schedule right in front of us.
You need the throttle more than I do.
My brain is still on the highway right
here,
now.
Here, Donnie, have some wine.
Once again, folks, if you guys are tuning in right now, we're broadcasting live from Mugs Away Saloon for the 40th anniversary of Mooning of the Trains. They do this once a year. We have Lower X, which is one of the sponsors here. They help cancer patients and everything. And we've got hot dogs and hamburgers out here and everything, barbecuing and everything. It's just a wonderful event.
And there's a really cool band inside
that
are playing.
They are
phenomenal.
Cool. Yeah, he was playing the harmonica outside. Did you hear him?
I know. He carries the harmonica around. He's got a remote, and he's like playing in people's faces.
It's easier than a piano, so.
That's true.
Yeah.
Piano, yeah, you got it. You roll it over someone's foot, and you're in trouble.
Yikes.
And that's it. They got music going all day long and everything, so please, come on down. Have fun. Yes. Enjoy.
When are they doing the body shots? The bartenders are hot.
Yes, they are.
Yeah, ask for some body shots.
You want a body shot?
Yeah, I'll do one.
You'll do it? We get to do one off of you?
I want to do peach schnapps. No, we got to do it off that hot bartender.
What about you? We get to do one off of you, though.
No. Come on. I call dibs.
That's weird.
No, it's not.
You guys.
Stop. You know you want to. Come on.
I'd rather do it off that bartender.
Well, yeah.
I want to be the receiver, not the giver.
The true Johnny B is coming out.
I like it.
She comes. I'm digging it.
We'll have to get her come out here and interview her.
I'll go in and get her.
So I gotta ask you guys. Summer jobs.
Okay.
We've all done them.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. At some point in time. Worst and favorite summer jobs that you guys had. Do you recall or?
Worst and favorite. Ooh,
Well, the very first job I got,
I
was still in high school. I was 16, and my dad worked for a company in Los Angeles that distributed auto parts to different stores like AutoZone and stuff like that way back when. And they needed someone to come in. They had a mailer twice a year in the summer and the Christmas time.
Mm-hmm.
So they had me come in, and I stuffed envelopes with their catalog.
Oh, wow.
Paper
all
cut.
Day long for
you know, the summer. Mm-hmm. And that was the very first summer job I had. It was boring as hell, but it was money.
Yeah, money's money.
Yeah. How about you, Dunny?
Just a fun fact is I was Chucky at Chuck E. Cheese.
Were you really?
Yeah.
Oh,
back when
God.
I was 16.
When she said Chucky, I had a completely different.
I literally have had 895 jobs.
Wow.
Yeah. I like to see what's going on, and if I'm if I'm not cool with it, I just move on and experience something new. And
yeah, I did that.
But I sold perfume door to door. Out of the
door to door,
I did
really?
It. Yeah, I can
so
go on.
As soon as they opened the door, were you like, psst, "Hi, I'm Donnie."
Guys, if you like Giorgio, you'll like George. So yeah, that was probably the crappiest job that I had.
The door to door one.
That'd
the,
be hard.
The perfume sales. Yeah.
For me, I don't know. I've had
I want that bike.
I know, it's pretty cool.
I want one of those.
Someone did a cruise by. That's cool.
I would probably say my best summer job that I had that turned into a long term was when I worked for Knott's Berry Farm.
Had some cool job.
It started off strictly as a summer thing. Uh-huh. And what had happened is that, well, basically my job there was being what they called a walking puppet theater.
Ooh.
So it looked like this canopy that I was carrying, basically, and it fit around my shoulders and waist like a backpack.
Uh-huh.
And there was a scrim that divided myself and then where the puppet was, and I would just walk around and talk to people and stuff.
He was actually the stage
Where's your puppet?
Himself.
Pull it out. Pull out your puppet.
Why don't you sit in my lap and we'll show you the puppet.
I want to see it. Do it right now. Do it right now.
The puppet will appear
miraculously, especially when you wiggle.
That's
So anyway, I got trained by the guy who was originally there, whose name was Bill Williams.
Okay.
And I thought it was kind of odd that the first name and the last name were the same. William Williams.
William Williams.
And
Philip Phillips.
Yeah, exactly. And so somewhere down the road during the summer, Bill didn't show up anymore.
Oh.
And so.
Somebody looking for him?
Apparently. And so they said, well, since he's not coming back, I guess
That's where the song came from.
Yes.
Bill Bailey, won't you please come home.
Exactly.
Yeah, they couldn't find him.
And so next thing you know, basically, I just then just stayed there the next 3 years.
Wow.
So, yeah.
3 years.
3 years of Knott's. So.
Trailblazer.
I would say that would probably be my favorite summer job.
Okay.
That turned because it turned into a long-term plus, you know. It was just fun.
That sounds fun.
Worst one, I think something similar to yours, Donnie B. There was a point when I was in college where I had to sell these cards at a gas station.
Uh-huh.
And they were like, it was supposed to be like $100 or whatever. And there was like...
What kind of card?
Think of it like a big giant index card for that particular gas station.
Oh, okay.
And
yeah.
It had like... free oil change,
lube,
or whatever, you know. So you would come in, and then they would punch it to say that you've used all these things up, you know.
Uh-huh.
And you got everything for like $100 or whatever. And so I had to try and sell those while people were pulling in and pumping gas or whatever. It was like, hey, you wanna?
That's tough.
Well, F you too, you know.
Yeah.
Kind of thing.
You didn't tell me what my favorite one was.
What was your favorite?
My favorite job for the summer was when I was living in Arizona. I was between 19 and 20, and I actually I worked for a car lot, and I was the car washer, but he wanted me to go out and do it in a bikini.
So
I was a bikini car washer, but here's the kitch. He did not want me to really wash them. I was to go out with a hose, get a couple of them wet, see people walking by,
When we say get a couple of them wet, were we talking about you or the cars?
The cars.
Okay, just checking.
Yes.
Because I know you have a couple of them.
Yeah.
And
so
I'm just checking.
I would go out and squirt people and cut up and make fun.
Wait,
what was your summer job? I squirted people.
How did you squirt people? Because I want details.
I squirted them with my hose.
Oh, okay.
Oh, Donnie B, that's a side of you we've never seen.
Yes, I was very young and ready to do whatever.
Just whatever needed.
The Arizona sun was hot, and I was ready.
Well, you know what? We can put you out in the sun right now and see what you can do.
I have a question about that.
A little older now.
The guy that hired you, what kind of couch did he have?
It was. It had kind of like a farmhouse print on it, and it had like the wooden side rails.
Yeah, it's like more support.
Yeah, he had like deer on the walls. And
deer on the wall?
Yeah, I guess he was a
like
hunter.
The whole deer or like the head?
Like the head.
Okay.
He must have been a hunter.
Oh my God. Jeez. Speaking of, Zach.
Yeah.
Best and worst summer job for you, bud?
Every single one of them. No, I'm just kidding.
Every job he had in summer.
It started great, but then they kind of went downhill.
There was, okay, let's see. My I'm not going to go through all of them, but the one job I hated the most is because I was like 16. First summer job was Subway. And it was like right down the street from my house, and I despised it. I learned
really?
A lot. I learned a lot, though. I learned that Subway is not eat fresh.
No.
Everything. Right?
Hold on.
Have you ever had frozen lettuce?
And Olive Garden is a real Italian
love
restaurant.
Subway. I live exactly. by Subway.
But literally everything.
The aliens are here.
Everything, including the lettuce, was in a bag. The first time I saw vacuum sealed lettuce in a bag.
Well,
I was blown away by that.
I buy lettuce in a bag.
No, I mean like vacuum sealed to the point where like the crinkles, you can feel it like as a texture on the outside of the bag. It was so
bizarre.
Time
out, John.
Yeah, I know.
Hey, how y'all doing?
Hey, welcome.
Welcome to the event.
We got a bunch of new mooners. All right.
And of course.
Well, that was distracting.
Yeah. Yeah.
But
okay, back to business.
That was my worst, but the one job that I had the most and I actually enjoyed the most was working at the pizza place that I worked at all through college.
Oh, pizza.
And
was that the one? No, you said a pizza place.
Yeah, that was the one I worked at for like 8 years.
Oh,
like,
my God.
I worked there for a long time. Well, because I kind of moved
a horrible
around.
Summer job. Yeah, I was there 8 years.
Do you know how to make hoagies?
Oh, hell yeah.
Okay.
Let's see, I can make any.
Some people don't call them hoagies and think.
But the question
is,
though, can Zach make a good pizza?
Of course I can.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'd say there's nothing to it, but I don't know if you believe me.
Let me see your sauce.
I want to see.
Oh.
Wow.
Is it? How long did you cook it?
Oh, it's a creamy Alfredo.
Simmer down now. Simmer down.
But seriously, can
oh, we got it. We got
oh,
a mooning.
Hey,
it's time
a
for a mooning.
Woo-woo! Get into position.
Everybody's running
Everybody
across the
out.
Street.
Oh, train's coming.
I hear the train.
I
want to
go out and do that with you guys. Can we go over real quick and moon it?
Oh, there goes our favorite blonde, though.
Why is it whenever it's my turn, I get cut off?
We'll do.
Look at everybody run across the street by the track. Oh,
want me to go?
Yeah,
you go ahead.
Go do it, Sean.
Let Donnie go. Let Donnie go first. I'll get the next one.
Are
you sure?
Yeah, go.
Go ahead, Donnie. Go.
All right.
Better hurry.
All right.
Can I go watch her do it?
Wait. Okay. Steve, do play.
Steve, we'll carry the show.
Play by play. Play by play.
Okay. Well, Donnie is now looking for track. She's running across the street.
And now Sean is tripping over chairs trying to get to her.
Sean is like, I got to get out there.
Sean's like, oh, my iPhone. I got to make sure it's ready. Here we go.
So they're all now, they're facing. Oh, that was just a truck. That wasn't the train. No, you moon the train, Donnie. Yeah. There you go. It'll be here in a minute.
I'm taking my headphones off. I could just hear myself through the speaker.
I think the train has stopped down at the intersection. It's about to come by.
I got to make sure I got something for this. Hold on. Where is it?
I know. What is this? U-Haul is pulling through in the way. Get out of the way. Okay, here we go.
Get out of the way, U-Haul!
Now, we got some guy in a kilt running out there. He has a T-shirt that says, yes, it's a kilt. If I was wearing anything
coming from the
under
left
it,
or the right?
It would be a skirt. Okay. Now everybody's lined up. Waiting for the train.
Is it creepy that I want to see Donnie's ass?
That's hard to answer.
Yeah.
A little bit, but no.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I'm going to have to move because I want to see. Well, they're all facing the other way when they do it, so you don't really. We won't get to see her. Sean's out there. Donnie B, she's dancing around, of course. They're waving. Hi, how you doing? You're going to show your ass to a bunch of strangers. I love it.
I'm sure it's not her first time.
Oh, goodness gracious. The anticipation is building here. And I guess it's becoming.
Oh, that was a Jeep.
Wow, the big truck went by.
I feel like the Everybody, bell was a little premature.
You guys should be mooning the cars as well.
Yeah.
Then we could see it. All right, here we go.
What in the actual ass?
Let's see, it's 12:02, and the train is scheduled at 12:00.
Should I get a beer?
I can't read that. 9. So it's getting close. They ring a bell, blow whistles, yeah, all kinds of stuff, and everybody goes running out there to get ready. So there's people driving by going, yeah! Oh, good, little elevator music. A little... Would you say that was mooning the train music?
It's. I think it's more like leading up to the mooning of the train music.
Okay.
That'll work, right?
I can see that.
God forbid we get a phone call right now.
Oh, there's more people heading out, crossing the street. It's very festive. The Goodyear blimp should be here.
Yeah.
Do you think so? Yeah. Somebody should call them. They should be going by, you know.
You got the conductor's number? Let's give him a call and be like, hey, come soon.
So can a blimp moon the train?
I wouldn't try because that's a recipe for disaster.
Well, if you look up in the cap that hangs under the blimp, you know, they're all mooning out of it. That'd be...
All right, well, I'm going to get another beer.
Okay. Well, I'm here by myself.
Get the play-by-play, and I shall return.
I will. You know, in anticipation of this, I like to think back on my childhood. I don't know why mooning the train reminds me of my childhood. But,
all right. Hi.
Oh, Sean's back.
How's the play-by-play? Is it sucking pretty
much? It's very slow.
That's right. So basically, we need to edit this then when we air it.
You'll hear it.
Okay, gotcha.
You'll know.
All right. Well, we're still waiting for the train to come by, so I think we're waiting for the second bells and whistles to go off again. Donnie B is out there. She's got her skirt ready. A bunch of people out there already, you know, with their skirts and pants unbuckled and stuff and ready to go.
What is it? Does it say 12:09? 12:00? It's on the left side.
12:04 right now.
Yeah. So we got a few minutes before the train is actually
okay,
scheduled.
So that's what we're waiting for right now.
You have to say schedule.
Yeah.
Yeah, you learn that in school. School.
Yeah. And, of course, the cops are here or whatever. They got the road blocked down, further down. The road's blocked out for whatever reason.
Oh, really?
And it's like a whole force down there for, I don't know why, but...
Well, okay. They're probably keeping the looky-loos away.
Yeah, maybe. And like, one thing I noticed, too, though, is that, you know, there is a no parking thing from here all the way down to the Avery Parkway exit.
Yeah, they close off the parking on the street so that people could go across the street.
Well, I think because... Kind of also
access.
Deterred from the crowd itself from parking there. So, but we're still waiting for the train to come by.
It's very exciting, as you can all tell.
And once again, if you guys aren't doing anything, I mean, come on down. I mean, it's a wonderful time. A lot of wonderful people here.
Mugs Away Saloon.
Lots of hotties.
Yeah, Laguna Niguel. Avery Parkway is the main exit. Then they kind of do two right turns and head all the way down and. You'll see it on the right-hand side.
After you get off on Avery, you have to come back up past Crown Valley Parkway to where the saloon is.
But
Straight on till morning.
Yeah.
Oh, you really need to come down.
And we're still waiting for the train.
Yeah, I hope they go moon the train.
Sean, you're going to go over there when Donnie B does it, because I really want a picture of her ass.
Hi there.
Oh, well, I'm not taking a picture of her ass, but I'll take a picture of her lifting her skirt.
Can you at least tell me what it's like?
It's round and white.
What?
So if you look at the mirror at yours, it's the same color.
I'm not going to take a picture of her ass, but I will lifting her skirt. How does that compute?
What?
You said I won't take a picture of her ass, but I will of her lifting her skirt.
Well, because I don't want to take it from behind.
Oh, you don't want to get between her and the train.
Yeah, because that would be creepy.
Yeah, that would be, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
I don't want to disrespect too much.
I got to take my phone and camera. I'll be right back.
Okay.
You have experience in this, don't you, Deb? Because you know what? This is like the fifth sexual story that she's told me.
She's a wild one.
And you know what? If he's not paying any more attention, I'm stealing
Sean,
her.
Sean,
I'm going to have my way with her.
Sean, she's Greek.
I don't care.
That explains it right there.
I love it. You are a lucky man. That's all I have to say. Absolutely.
There you go.
More the merrier? Yeah, okay. He said yes.
Ah, there you go. Oh, and there goes the sheriff.
There you go.
Again.
And we're still waiting for the damn train to come by, so.
I know. Well, it was a premature whistle from what I can understand. You don't want to get involved with premature mooning.
And this is great radio. All right, I'm going to sit down here because.
Yeah, they were great.
All right, Donnie B is still out there by the tracks.
Yeah, we're trying.
Oh, she's
trying
coming
to
back.
Get him into the Radio Hall and
she's
fame.
Coming back. Okay.
I'm Steve. Glad to meet you. George. Glad to meet you, George. On Monday, you can right. actually help out by voting Mark and Brian into the Hall of Fame. That's right. when the voting is going to take place on Monday. You can do it
what
on.
Are you doing,
all right.
Yeah.
All right. What's
what
going on?
What happened?
We're waiting for the
There's
train.
There's a delay.
All right.
I didn't want to leave you guys hanging, so I come back.
Was there a cow on the track or something? Or?
Oh, they're coming.
Oh, here we go. Here we go.
More people running across the street.
Oh,
there goes
go.
Donnie B. She's bouncing across the street, arms in the air. Sean's going out to take a picture, of course. And there we go. Oh, everybody's excited. I hear the train a coming down the track. Oh, my. This is so fun. Everybody, if anybody's listening, you really need to do this. It's really it's a hoot. It's more than just mooning the train. It's an event. There's food and there's gifts and arts and crafts.
Oh, there's the
and train. Definitely a cancer event from the Lazarex Corporation, whatever it is. You can... Oh, the train. Here it is. Here comes the train. It's a southbound train. It's a...
I'm going to get her. I'm going to get the video. Hold on.
This is the...
Steve,
this
you're
is
on your own.
Like the surf liner type thing. Look at the design on the side. Here they come. It's... And there it is. It's the Metrolink. Yeah! Oh, there's two at once! Oh, my God. Two trains at one time. That is amazing. They just both passed each other right in front of us. The Metrolink and the Amtrak. Yeah, wow. That's making me kind of emotional. That's such a beautiful event going on here. Everybody. That's right. That is one train for each cheek. Oh, my goodness. It's exhilarating, isn't it? Yay!
Good job, everybody.
Congratulations.
We have a lot of moons out there.
Congratulations
two,
to all
four,
the mooners.
Six,
yay! You guys are great. Oh,
at
my God, 30 everybody.
30 people were out on this round. Good job!
So I got to ask, did you make that shirt yourself?
No. So our
the
friend
Scottish
with the
kilt. Teabag Society. Okay. I
What's
love
your name?
It.
Okay.
Chris
is here with his kilt.
I'm Steve. Chris.
Steve, nice
it's called a kilt.
Easy breezy, my friend. Easy
yes.
breezy.
Yes.
He's got a huge handlebar type mustache.
Yes.
And
super cool.
He's got a kilt on. He's got
green
all the.
He was my mooning buddy.
He was your mentor out there.
Yeah,
in
he was my mentor. He was giving me tips and tricks.
Sorry, guys.
Oh,
no,
my
hey, that's right. Are you kidding? She needs help. Woo. Showing her ass to people.
I'm going to need therapy after this, actually.
And
I know, huh?
Showing her ass before this even started.
Okay? All right, yeah.
Yowzas.
Oh, my gosh. Well, Chris.
Karen.
All right.
Oh, yes, so, Karen. Say happy birthday to Karen.
Happy birthday, Karen.
She made
That's
it
Karen.
Out especially for her birthday.
Nice, wonderful. And you came over to bury your ass. I love it.
Aww.
I love it.
Good
so where are you guys
girl.
From? Where are you from?
I'm from Vista, California. North
Down
oh,
to Vista.
Karen,
Down
Karen
to Vista.
Lake Forest.
Karen, where are you from?
Would you like
Lake Forest.
I love this. I've been wanting to do it for years, and I couldn't get anyone to go with me. My daughter was horrified. Mom, my patients might see me, but I got a friend to come, and here I am. And it's the most fun I've
awesome.
Had in a long time. I'm coming
there
back
you go.
Next year.
Awesome, Karen. Wonderful, wonderful.
Coming back next year.
Well, thank
year.
You, guys.
Fabulous.
We'll look forward to seeing your ass a few more times before we go.
So next time we go out and everything, it's going to be Steve and I.
Sure.
Yeah.
I'll film it.
Yeah, and we'll go out with Chris. So.
All right. Yeah. Grab you guys.
You can,
all
right. You can borrow my mentor. Bye, Chris.
Hey, can I borrow your skirt, too?
a what-related joke? We've got
what's your
a
name,
patron
sir?
Here.
Steve. Hi, Steve.
Give
I'm Donnie.
Oh, it's another Steve. How you? I'm
we
Steve.
We got a sidewalk comedian.
Okay, here you go, Steve.
Floor's open.
Who are the five guys that you're going to meet in the bar?
Pep Boys.
Nope.
I don't know. Who?
Jim Beam, Jack Daniels, Johnny Walker, Captain Morgan, and Samuel Adams.
Ooh.
There you go.
Samuel Adams.
I love that band.
Smart.
I do too.
Yeah.
Good one, Steve. Right. Where's
Thank
that?
Thank you, Steve.
Have a good day. Where are we at on time right now, guys?
Quarter
Who
up,
cares?
Okay. 12. Why don't we, Zach, why don't we go ahead and go get Hutch?
Okay.
Real quick. Hutch is.
Give me a couple minutes.
Yeah. Hutch is the owner of the bar, I believe.
Okay.
And so Zach's going to go get him, and so that way we can learn a little bit more about the bar, the history of the bar, and how this whole event got started.
Yeah, 40 years is a long time for
it
a
is,
tradition.
Yeah.
I've heard about it for many years since I was a kid and everything. I know it's been on TV a number of times and everything, but exactly why or whatever, don't know, you know.
Probably years ago, some drunk wandered out the door and saw the train coming and went, I know what I'm going to do.
Maybe he was going through a divorce.
That could be.
He was at the end of his road.
And there didn't used to be a fence out there. So
oh. Right.
It
so
used to be very dangerous to
so
moon
now we're
the
very
train.
Restricted.
Now, there was another gentleman that was saying, I think his name was Jim, that was saying that years ago, after it was shown on TV in the 80s, that it got a little bit too wild.
Yeah, a few here. More people than they anticipated.
Yeah. And,
1 year was like 8,000 people.
That's an awful lot. So can you imagine that place being filled up? I mean, there's at least, I would probably say at least 800 here right now.
Every year is different.
Oh, wait, 805.
Every year, like a couple years ago, a lady was telling me they had swimming pools that filled up, and they threw the girls in, and they just lounged in these little blow-up poles all along the
Taking
bar.
Taking off their
that would have been
clothing.
Fun. I'm going to try and Google that, see if there's any evidence.
Okay, I'm so excited. I have to go use the facilities.
Okay, go ahead. We'll cover.
That Tito's is going right through
okay,
him.
Okay, so I have to ask you now. So how freeing was that for you?
Honestly, it was crazy because I've never done anything like that before, truly. And I wore a skirt today. So
I know you did. I'm very proud of you.
Yes, I had easy access.
I'm very proud of you.
I took some time
are
in
we
my
wearing
outfit.
I didn't look, though, but are we wearing a thong today?
Well, you couldn't see because I had my moon to the train.
I know. But, I mean, I was respecting also.
No, I'm actually wearing some of those booty panties that
you
put up on Amazon.
Like the boy short terms?
Yeah,
those are
shorts.
Cute. What color?
Nude.
Nude one?
Yeah.
Okay.
I made sure I wore nude so that.
Well, I took
a
quick
effect.
Pick of the other girls that were mooning for myself.
Oh, there was lots of girls.
Oh,
up there.
I'm going to be editing that
every
for myself.
Every year we're going to be here.
So this is fun. I would not
mind. I'd like
mind,
to see a good moon. you know what I mean?
I would not mind coming down to this event every year. This is absolutely amazing.
This is really cool.
So, like I said, the next train that comes by, Steve and I are going to go out and moon.
Yeah.
And everything. So
and I'm gonna film you
and
guys.
I you know what? I prepared.
Yeah.
I prepared.
Good.
I showered up this morning really good.
I'm a tough director.
I made sure that bleached.
Oh, bleached, trim.
I bleached,
right.
So it looks nice.
Wow.
For everybody there.
You put a lot of work.
You
into
know,
this.
Shaved also, so it looks nice and smooth.
I wish I had some time. I was in San Francisco.
Hey, well, you're on the road. So.
I was on the road. It was tough.
So, yeah. So, I prepared. I prepared today.
Good.
You know, for it.
I'm
so.
Excited. So, the next train coming is going to be, looks like 1:37? No.
Is that what it is? North? Well, yeah. Because we had two. One northbound and southbound at the same time.
Yeah, we had a double banger.
Yes, as they say, it's a double banger. I've had a couple of double bangers myself, but it means something completely different.
This is pretty interesting. Just me and you in the studio here.
It is.
I like it, too. Am I on the right side?
You could be on any side of me. Okay. I don't care. Oh, my gosh.
Let's see how long we could talk, just me and you, without these other two.
I think we'll be fine.
Yeah.
You know.
Maybe we'll come out on our own, just me and you.
I think you're already coming out by being on the show already, you know.
Uh-oh.
You said you want to do body shots off of that waitress, that bartender.
Waiting for listener Linda.
Wait for listener Linda?
Yeah, she's supposed to get here any minute now.
Oh, okay.
Listener Linda, where are you?
Oh, okay. Okay.
We're gonna
order
the
band
shot.
Playing right now?
Yeah, right. I told them if they get a break, come on out and we'll talk to them.
Okay.
Nice.
So right now the band that's playing inside the bar is called You Jumped the Blues, as opposed to You Jumped the Shark. Up. Oh, I'm sorry. Up Jumped the Blues.
Up,
I'm sorry. I
up
can't
Jump
read.
Blues.
He's up on. Jump.
You just, I think I said you jumped the blues in.
Up jumped the blues in.
God, I'm an idiot.
They blew you away.
They did.
Huh?
Up jumped blues. Up jumped the blues, basically. Yeah. I can't read.
They were really good. They were playing a war song earlier, and
it sounded like the record.
It did. And then the guitarist went off on a solo, and it was amazing. I was really surprised.
Yeah. Yeah, they're a very tight band. So, yeah, very, very cool band and everything. So right now we're just kind of waiting.
Yeah, I bet you they play the circuit here. So
for the next train to come down.
It'd be easy to find them.
So,
this is a nice little spot, though. I like
Mugs. Oh, no, it's great.
Gonna,
it's
I'm
great.
I'm going to be here all the time now.
Well, right now walking up with
this.
Us is...
Hello, sir. All right, so we've got the guy from the Mugs Away Saloon here.
Yeah, stick on in, Hutch.
Mr. Hutch, how you doing, sir? Well, he's getting all settled in.
You want to hold that? There you
they
go.
They are doing a barbecue here, so come down and get some food.
So welcome, first of all.
Hey, thank you.
Absolutely, and thank you for having us here.
Hey, no problem.
We really appreciate it.
Does he want to do the headphones? You want to hear? You can hear what we're.
I don't want to hear what I got to say.
Okay, that's right.
Let's just shoot the breeze.
Are you? You're the owner of the bar here? Or?
Yes, me and that lady that's behind that bar.
Yeah, me and that lady that's behind that bar.
Okay, that's Ann, right?
That's Ann.
Okay.
Yeah.
How long have you been the owner of the
15
bar?
Years.
15 years. So a little bit.
15.
New, 15.
Yeah.
Okay, so a little bit new. When did this tradition? For mooning of the
mooning?
Train. Yeah, how did that get started?
Okay, there was a guy in here. His name was JT.
Uh-huh.
Okay, and he was a regular. The bar had been open, obviously, for a couple of years.
Mm-hmm.
And him and his friends would come down here, and it happened on his birthday.
Okay.
And he told the people that if they went out and mooned the Amtrak, he would buy them a round of drinks.
Oh, here we go. Okay. Famous last words.
I knew it involved alcohol.
Famous last words.
Yeah, I know. I'm embarrassed myself about the whole thing. Yeah. And so anyway, the guys went out there. They moved the Amtrak.
Yeah.
And he bought a round of drinks. Well, a year goes by, and JT is still here.
Uh-huh.
And... some of the guys that were still in the bar said, hey, last year you bought us a round of drinks if we moon the Amtrak. He goes, I'll do it again.
Ah.
Oh, shit.
So they ran out there, they mooned the Amtrak, and came back in. Well, it started a tradition, but JT said, I can't afford this anymore. I can't. You know, you're on your own.
When 4,000 or 5,000 people come out.
That's a different story. Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
So when did it really start to grow then?
It was probably about 10 years after the first mooning or what they first did. And it wasn't even called a mooning back then.
Right.
So it was probably about 10 years.
After that.
Yeah. Okay.
Is JT still with us today or has he?
Yeah, no, he's still above ground.
Okay,
good.
Awesome.
Yeah. But I think he lives like in Oregon.
Okay.
Yeah. So,
so he's mooning the trains up there then.
Yeah, you know, him and his wife, I guess. I don't
know.
Or whoever he's with.
Now, does he know that the tradition is still going on?
Oh, yeah.
Though?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. That's amazing.
Yeah.
Well, happy birthday to
him.
Yeah,
no kidding.
Yeah,
no kidding.
Thank you,
yeah.
JT.
Yeah.
Exactly.
This is awesome.
Yeah. So when you took over the bar, how was it for you in continuing the tradition and everything? Did you make sure you wanted to do it?
Well, actually was, the tradition, it just ignited itself.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I didn't have to do any advertisement.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody knew second Saturday in July was going to be a mooning, okay?
Did you know this when you took over the bar?
Yeah, uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah, I've been coming here for probably about 5 years before I bought it.
Oh, okay.
So
is he the owner, he was a
member.
Yes.
Patron.
He's a patron.
Patron. Patron. Yeah.
Love it.
Oh, that's
but
so
anyway,
fun.
No, we, I knew what was going on. Yeah, sure.
I'm curious to know if you guys have heard from Amtrak.
Did
they talk to you guys about it?
Well, actually, every now and then, we may get a call from whoever controls the tracks and stuff, and they'll say, you know, we're coming through. And a few years ago, they would slow down, and people would moon us back.
All right.
I couldn't see because my moon was to the track.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
Yeah, they would moon us
back.
Were
they mooning me?
I didn't see it.
You didn't see. Put your glasses on.
But you'll hear them beep, and they'll slow down. But later in the afternoon, they'll start slowing down more.
Cool.
Yeah, people.
That is awesome.
Yeah.
That is because really, I noticed too, whatever, that as the trains were approaching us, you
they'll
know,
beep.
They'll honk their horns. Yeah. And they're going, oh my God, they obviously know.
Oh yeah, they know. They know.
40 years,
that
and that's just
so cool.
Amazing.
Yeah.
And it's turned into a wonderful event.
Uh-huh.
You know, and I think probably around the time or right before that you bought the bar.
Uh-huh.
I actually had a chance to perform here myself once.
Oh, okay.
So it's a wonderful facility.
Right.
It's a great little venue. It's in between a regular bar and a dive bar,
right,
I think.
Right,
it's a really good combination. There's enough stage there for a 5-piece band,
sure.
I would say.
Yeah, that's good plan
we
right
now. We
all
love your bartenders.
To come in and... Oh, she's got the hots for all of your bartenders right now.
Yeah.
The hots for Annie.
You got some pretty little things
one,
in there.
One of them.
Yeah.
Or all of them.
For me, it's the lovely bartenders.
Did you personally hire the bartenders?
Yeah.
Well, actually... I hired Annie.
Okay.
And there's a couple of other girls, but ever since Annie has taken over the management and all that, she does all the hiring and firing.
Wow.
She's got good taste.
Good job,
oh,
Annie.
Yeah.
She's got an eye
there
for perfection.
Oh, yeah. Out of the horse's mouth right there.
Yeah.
She's got an eye for it. Yeah.
You need to go in there and see Wendy.
Oh, we've
she's
seen
very,
Wendy.
She's very healthy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
We know Wendy well.
Yeah.
We want to do some body shots.
I think you want to do Wendy well.
When she takes a deep breath, everybody takes a deep breath.
Oh, God. Yeah.
Body shot.
Yeah. I get nervous when she comes to work.
You do?
Oh, yeah. Duh. Oh, yeah.
We definitely have to meet Wendy then.
Oh, yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Well, Hutch, I can't thank you enough. We called Ann last week.
Yeah.
And it was funny because we were actually sitting down at one of our meetings. And ironically, next Saturday was National Moon Day.
Yeah, yeah.
And so we were sitting around thinking, well, what can we do that's fun? And I said, you know what would be fun is to come down or go down to that bar in South Orange County and go check out them mooning the trains.
Right.
For Moon Day.
Yeah.
And I didn't realize it was only a one-day event kind of thing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And we called Annie, found out it was today, called Annie. And so just thank you so much having us here.
No
and
problem.
I know we would
really
love to come back again next year.
And I haven't said one swear word.
That's okay. You can.
It's unusual for me.
No, you can. Yeah. It's a podcast.
It's only 12:30.
Yeah, we're on the internet. So you can say anything you want.
You can fucking do it. It's okay.
Oh, yeah, no,
fuck yeah.
Yeah.
No damn problem.
Actually, I have a question, if I may ask. What is the name of the lovely young lady
Wendy.
Behind the bar with the short hair?
Donnie B.
No,
Wendy. I thought we were playing our game.
Stephanie.
Stephanie.
Yeah.
Could you tell her Zach says thanks for calling him cute?
Do you
cute?
Want me to send
Stephanie.
Her a note or something?
Yeah, just like in high school.
Yeah, slip her a note in study hall.
Back
and tell her that
Stephanie.
She's the only woman for me this hour on this Saturday.
I'm sorry to hear that.
You're saying, Zach, that she may not be Miss Right, but she's
Miss
Right now.
Where's the nearest jewelry store?
Yeah. Oh, boy.
Do you need to
put a ring on it?
Go to the bathroom for a moment, Zach, and have some quality time?
Best
well, I actually did. I just went to the bathroom because I do have a bladder, and it does get full.
Okay.
Well, there's a jewelry store about...
All right, let me write it down. Hold on.
Wait. It's in
Let's
Capo
talk to
Beach.
Stephanie. Let's do a...
I should take her to
speed
the beach.
Dating.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Your weekly dose
I think
speed
we're due a train right now, aren't we? It says 12...
You know, I don't...
12:28. It's 12:28.
What time is it?
12:26 northbound. And northbound train should be coming pretty soon.
Oh, my God.
I never the hell know.
They come by all day anyway.
Yeah.
Well, once again, Hutch, thank you so much for having us here.
Hey, no problem.
I appreciate
thank you.
It. We would love to come back next year again and do it again with you guys. So thank you for having us.
It was a lot of fun. Thank you.
Thank you, Hutch.
Thank you, Hutch.
Hook up
I'm out
body
of here
shot.
Like a prom dress.
As you should. Thank you, Hutch. Oh,
wow.
So,
okay,
very
so
cool.
The body shots is really going to happen.
Is it really?
It really is.
Oh, my God. I'm so excited now.
We're going to get Wendy and Stephanie now that we know that Zach's
that's
Sweeney.
A great idea.
Stephanie.
Want me to get on it?
Stephanie.
I think Donnie B is already on it himself.
Hey, so. I can appreciate beauty. Natural.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
And beautiful women.
Very beautiful. There's a lot of, I mean, in all seriousness, there are a lot of lovely ladies here.
Oh, yeah. Everybody's having a great time, looking good.
Yeah.
It's kind of refreshing to see so many women wanting to show off their behind.
And there are, I got to say, there are some lovely behinds
lovely
out
behinds.
There.
Yes,
you know, there are some lovely ladies, lovely behinds.
You're talking about the, there's.
This is an event I
There's
can really get behind.
There's a lot of different type of people here.
And they are definitely showing off their assets.
Everybody's
and my thoughts are right in the gutter.
Off.
In many ways.
Everybody's dropping
In many
off.
Ways. But no, again, it's
Well,
it's
bottom
a,
line is,
oh,
this
God.
Is a lot of fun.
It sure is.
It is. And once again, the band is still going strong. It's Up Jumped the Blues. That's performing right now. So
surprising.
And we are
hey,
now
look
getting,
at this. Hey, ladies.
Looky, looky, looky.
We're getting in the
oh,
ladies here
boy.
From
wow.
From Lazarex. Is that how I pronounce it? Lazarex? Okay. All right. Come on in, and you guys can share the microphone.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no. You're both getting on the air. So go ahead and introduce yourself, please.
Hello. I'm Erin with Lazarex Cancer Foundation, and I'm here with Tammy.
Hi, Tammy.
Lazarex
Hi, Erin. How are you guys?
Hi.
Two
Hi.
Lovely ladies themselves. Tell us about Lazarex. What is sponsoring today's event? What does Lazarex do and for cancer people?
So we are ever grateful to Lisa and Ann and everybody here at Mugs Away Saloon for sponsoring Lazarex as the recipient of their charity to us today. And Lazarex... Cool. provides hope and life for patients who have advanced stage cancer for whom most traditional treatments have failed. And they may feel like they're out of hope, but we can find them clinical trial options most
oh, wow.
of the time. And then we reimburse them for the expense to get to their clinical trial treatments.
Interesting.
So it might
oh,
be
cool.
flights or yeah. hotel stays or, you know, expensive things, or it might just be gas, tolls, and parking, and if
yeah.
you have to do it all the time, it can be very expensive.
Yeah.
So we take the financial piece away, the financial burden away from people so that they can stay engaged in their fight with cancer.
That's wonderful.
And we help with a companion.
Yep.
Meaning
okay.
what?
So somebody, if they need to take somebody with them.
Yeah.
So they're not alone doing this
yeah.
by themselves.
Oh,
wow.
It's
wonderful.
That is so cool. I know we've had a few friends go through cancer, and...
Oh.
And friends are very important.
Yes.
Someone to be there, even if it's not someone close to you, just someone to support you. That's incredible that you do that.
Thank you
it
so
really
much.
Is.
We're the only nonprofit in the country that does what we do.
Wow,
so.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
And
that's
how long?
Wonderful.
How long has the company been around?
Lazarex has been in service to patients since 2006.
Okay. So
and we've helped
company.
Over 4,500 patients participate and stay in clinical trials, some of which we've helped for 8 or 9 years.
Wow.
That were told that they had 2 or 3 months left to live.
Wow.
So we've had a lot of success stories and helped people with, you know, elongating their lives and having good time with their families.
Yes.
Wonderful, wonderful. Well,
yep.
thank you so much. We definitely wanted to give you guys a shout out because we knew that you guys were sponsoring today's event.
Oh, yeah, where's the Mooners?
The train.
Oh, there we got a couple over
coming.
Here. There we go.
There's
Yay.
Another guy in a kilt.
Hey, guys.
Two people in kilt.
There's some great mooning going on today.
Yeah, there is.
Yes.
And will you be showing your assets today?
We showed our assets last year, but we had...
See, this is our first year here,
it
though.
It required us to get some liquid courage, and then...
Okay.
And then
it
we showed
show.
Our...
Okay.
But yes,
okay.
the
well,
answer
Zach,
is we're on
Zach,
our way.
The
we're getting up to it.
The one that you really like with the big boobs, she has my card. Have them put a drink, about 4 drinks of each on my card. With
I'm on it.
All right,
on?
There
Thank
you go.
Thank you.
We'll help
and,
you
but
out.
Here's the thing. When we moon... You moon.
Oh, damn
yes,
right I'm
going
to moon.
They're
right.
going up next.
And we
they're
do
going up
have
next.
A giant Lazarex stamp, so we'll be stamping butts later, too.
Perfect.
Awesome.
Brand
oh,
Tammy.
Yeah.
Tammy is the official butt stamper of the Lazarex
oh,
contingent.
No.
You know what? I can't wait because I was saying... I was
now
saying,
it's a party.
Definitely tails.
Well, you know what? I was saying oh, earlier that I came prepared. I showered this morning. I bleached.
Oh,
I shaved.
We got to
so
go live.
It's
he waxed.
Good.
We want to
waxed.
His butt.
Yeah.
The cool thing is the stamp lasts for like a week. So enjoy.
Cool. That's okay. That's
we'll
that's
check
awesome.
It on next week's show.
Yeah. Ladies, thank you so much for joining us.
So nice
thank
you.
You.
Thank you so thank
you.
Much. We really, really appreciate it.
What you do is incredible, and we're with you.
They
keep
actually,
it up.
You guys are doing a raffle today, and I was over there, and there's some really great stuff going on.
Oh, there's some awesome
over
stuff
there.
Over there.
There's awesome stuff at the raffle table.
Yeah. Real quick, if people want to go to your website, where do they go? And if they want to donate
it's
or anything else too.
Lazarex.org.
.org. And that's LAZAREX.org?
Yes. You got it.
Okay, I just read the sign.
Perfect.
So made it easy for me. Okay, cool. Well, again, ladies, thank you so much for joining us. We really appreciate it. And I can't wait to see both of you moon.
Oh,
especially you.
The moon's arriving.
Especially you. You got good hair, by the way. You got good hair.
Thank you. So.
I'd moon, but you might need an extra pair of sunglasses because pretty
it
white.
It is bright.
One of those welder hats.
Oh, boobs? Oh. Well, you know what? Tomorrow.
Me and Lisa will go together.
Well, you know what? Tomorrow, we forgot to mention this, Steve, but tomorrow is also National Nude Day.
Oh, for the love of God. So, who makes these up?
Yeah, we'll be back tomorrow and expect you to
show
up.
Or if you just want to do it now for us, real quick.
What a mess.
You'll be surprised.
Are you kidding?
Give me till at least 6 p.m.
It's me and Lisa over there.
I'm on it.
I'm
so on it.
It's a date.
Yes.
We'll give you till 6. For sure.
Okay, Zach, make sure it's 5 drinks now.
How about we make it an even number and make it 6?
Let's do body shots.
And when we say we, we mean you.
We're discovering more
we
and
got
more
people
about our
running across the street
right now,
again.
I'll tell you that.
We got. So. I guess we got a trip. Here comes the Southbound Surfliner. Yay!
Yes!
Okay.
That's two that we've missed so far.
Okay, next one I'm going.
Okay, yes. What time is the next one?
I don't know.
A while.
It's hard to tell.
All right.
12:36.
Okay. All right.
Okay,
so
God, next one says like an hour.
Oh, 12:36 was that one right now.
Yeah.
So okay.
Next one's an hour from now.
Okay. Well, that's okay because even if we're off the air or whatever, that's fine. We can still video
we'll
it
still
and put it up on everything. So
why would we go off the air with this happening?
Yeah. Let's just keep rolling.
Think about it.
Ask for Wendy.
Okay. Make sure you guys got your scripts ready.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yes.
So, and,
we're going to have a little fun.
You have the last line there, Johnny B.
I sure do.
This is behind the scenes.
I always
hearing
get the
right
final
now.
Word.
Yeah. All right. So, yeah, you got to deliver that line really, really good.
Okay.
So, all
right. We have a listener, Linda, listening right now, and she says that she's coming back to California just so she can do this mooning tradition.
I want to see Linda's moon.
All right, Linda.
Yeah.
Woo-wee.
All right. So, right now, we need to do some class,
some culture,
something we like to call.
Pocket Size Cinema.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. And I just realized there's 3 pieces of paper. I think this is the first page here for you guys. Oh, my God, Steve. Well, good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Pocket Size Cinema. Today's feature is entitled The Golden Toilet. The Golden Toilet. A group of guys are on their way to a party, but couldn't quite remember the address to the house itself. As they were looking around to the house, one of the gentlemen needs to use the restroom really, really, really badly. So let's pick up the action here, shall we? Sit back, relax, and enjoy the Golden Toilet. The Golden Toilet.
Oh, there doesn't seem to be anyone home. Well, I'd better quietly run inside real quick and use the bathroom. No one would... What? Where?
Yes.
Okay, I'm confused because I don't have this page.
That's why we just gave it to you right now.
Ah, no wonder I'm confused.
All right, I'm man one, you're man two.
Okay, I'll read.
Ready?
In that case, I'll read man two.
Okay. Okay. The golden...
Oh, my goodness, this is going
the
great.
Golden toilet. The golden toilet.
Okay.
Well, I'm sure this is the one...
Oh, good, because I have got to go to the bathroom so bad.
Well, let me pull over so you can go.
Good. I'll go knock on the door and check. If it's the wrong house, at least I'll get to a toilet.
So he gets out and walks to the front door. He rings it once. No answer. He rings it again. Still no answer.
You know what? This is a big house. It should be a big party. Maybe the party is outside in the backyard.
So he walks around the house to the back where there is no one out there either. He approached the back door, and he was surprised to find it unlocked and open.
There doesn't seem to be anyone home. Well, I'd better quietly run inside real quick and use their bathroom. I really need to go. No one would know about it. Oh! Why is it? Just, I can't find a bathroom anywhere. But maybe I'll check upstairs.
So he quickly ran up the stairs and searched till he finally opened the door to a small room. He was amazed to find a golden toilet.
Oh my gosh! I've had never seen anything like it.
Or you've had a problem with that line.
Oh, this is literature right here. But when you got to go, you got to go. So I'd better just do my business and get out.
As he got into his car, excitedly, he told his friends of the amazing golden toilet. They laughed in disbelief at his crazy tale. They pulled out of the driveway arguing about it, and they argued the whole way to the party. A couple of hours later, on the way home from the party, they drive past the house with the golden toilet, and the guy insists on stopping so he could prove to his friends that these people really did have a golden toilet. Wow, the narrator goes an awful lot on this. So they agreed to check it out. So they all walked up to the front door, rang the doorbell, and the woman answers the door.
Excuse me, ma'am, but could you please let me show my friends here your golden toilet? They don't believe me.
So you're the guy. Honey, here's the guy that pooped in your tuba.
The tuba never sounded the same.
Nor did this show.
Maybe next week I'll get a few more that lines.
Maybe. You did that very well.
You did it well, though.
You did well.
I might as well got shanked in the buffet line.
But it was still good, though.
No, it was funny.
That was good. That was good.
Good job,
sweet
everybody.
Baby Jesus.
Oh, my gosh. All right. So we need to get... So we're waiting for what? The next train to come by now? Is that what it is? Or?
I mean, it says the next one's not till 137 northbound. So...
I'll be honest with you. I'm ready to get a burger. Whatever they're cooking over there. They just fired up the grill. Look
at the smoke
yum,
on that grill.
Yum.
There's still plenty of show
left.
Look
at the lovely lady walking over to the smoke on the grill.
I want one of those big hot dogs.
Do you guys mind if I go find my girlfriend?
I'm thinking about a big hot dog right now.
I bet you are, darling.
I'll show you a big
Ooh,
hot dog.
Hot.
Yeah, that girl looks a lot like my fifth wife.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I've been married 4 times.
You talking about the dude in the kilt?
Ew.
What happened?
You know what? The more we're getting to know Donnie B, the more she's coming out on the show.
That's good.
And you know what? I'm loving it.
Oh, wow.
I am absolutely loving it.
Like McDonald's.
Right?
I'm loving it.
Well,
exactly.
I'll be it.
Oh, my gosh. All right. So should we play the game then? Or?
Sure.
Why not?
Okay. Let's get
let's get
your nephew.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Come on over. Let's play.
Was it Randy,
right?
Yeah, Neil. Or Randy.
Neil.
Neil's his brother.
Okay.
Sorry.
Randy. No,
Debbie,
both of you guys.
Randy and I were talking about
Debbie.
Neil earlier.
Both of you guys. Both of you guys, come here.
Come on, Randy. Get involved.
Get over here.
We're going to play a little game.
Get over here.
Come up here.
Come on, both of you guys.
There's a microphone for you.
Super fun.
We got headphones. You can hear the questions.
So, well, they got the speaker right there. They can hear us, too. So, all right. So, basically, what we're going to do, we're going to be playing a game. It's a trivia game. Your buzzer is your name. So, if you think you know where the question is going, just yell out your name. Zach will call out to you.
Hi.
And then you give your answer, okay? It's pretty simple. All right? You guys ready?
You have to call out your own name.
Give it a try.
And don't worry about sounding stupid. We do it every week.
Yes.
Okay? All right, so.
I plead the fifth.
I do it 12 hours a day.
You get silence from me.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, it's time for that game show that's sweeping the nation. Quiz me, quiz you.
All right, Zach's got the 10 questions here for us.
Oh, again, dude, look at that car. Sorry, hang on a second. That is Amazing.
Oh. Hey, Sean, that's a Thunderbird.
It's parking next
it's
to your
an
car.
Old Thunderbird. Oh, that's beautiful. It's a light lavender color.
Light lavender.
Hey, make it go up and down good.
Oh, yeah, we got to applaud the car. Yay!
Woo! And the international sign of cool.
Oh, it's lifted.
Oh, look at man, he's hopping it.
Yeah.
Hey, man, go up and down.
Right.
Hey, where's the little doggy in the window, dude?
Oh, I'm going to put this up on Facebook.
Beautiful.
This is beautiful.
It's the purple.
Purple rain.
I love it. It's awesome.
Cool. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
All right. So let's go ahead and go with the question.
Oh, look at it lower when it parks. It's going beep.
Oh, man.
All right, Zach, we're ready.
Okay. It's beautiful, right, man. It's a beauty.
Question number. Hold on. Let me turn my mic up. Question number one. Who sang the song My Way?
Steve.
Oh,
Steve.
Randy.
Oh, Blue Eyes. Frank Sinatra.
Randy. Frank Sinatra, written by Paul Anka.
My way.
Oh, great. Now Randy's showing off.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, get in there, Randy. Come on, yell your name when you think you know.
I said Randy.
Okay. Well,
it's going to take like 15 minutes to get through these. Question number two. What's the most important book in the Muslim religion?
Donnie B.
Oh, I have no idea.
Donnie B.
The Quran.
Donnie B got it, but that's the right answer.
We're a team. Me and Debbie are the team.
Oh, so Debbie got it. Debbie. Point goes to Debbie.
Girl power.
Well, yeah, Donnie B called in, but Debbie got it right.
Debbie got it. All right.
So question number three. When was Elvis's first ever concert?
Ooh.
What year?
Randy, 1955.
That is incorrect.
Sean.
1956.
So far, you guys are both close.
1957. Donnie B.
Steve.
Donnie B. 1958.
1952.
1954.
What is it?
Zach?
There you go.
Hey!
You guys
got it.
Everyone called every single number but 54.
Except the main one.
Question number four. Who did Madonna marry?
Sean.
Randy.
Me, Penn.
Yeah, Sean Penn.
All right, that's correct.
Thank you.
Is there an echo in here?
Rocco.
Rocco. No. There's an echo in here. Yeah.
Okay. Question number five. What's the capital of Ecuador?
No answer.
Come on, Randy.
I got nothing.
Then why'd you say your name if you have?
Because I got nothing.
Do we get a call?
Sean.
You do not,
call,
Sean.
Can we call a friend?
You cannot, Sean.
I'd like to call Google.
You cannot call Google. Sean!
I'm going to say the one with the biggest city in it.
Where's Regis Philbin?
Ecuador is...
All right, what is it?
Quito.
Guido. I knew it, Uncle Guido.
Yeah, I had an Uncle Guido.
Yeah, that's who you send when you have a problem. Uncle
Jesus.
Guido.
Does knees.
Question number six. What colors make purple?
Steve.
Gabby.
Red and blue.
Donnie B.
Yeah.
All right.
They sure do. What number is I on? Oh, seven. Question number seven. What nationality was Marco Polo?
Donnie B.
Donnie B.
Spanish. Hispanic. Puerto Rican.
You only get one.
You want to make up your mind?
Marco Polo. Latin encompasses a lot.
Sorry.
You didn't say
Italian.
Latin,
you have to say your
Steve.
Name.
Debbie.
Debbie.
Italian.
Correct for three.
Yay.
You're right, Debbie.
Debbie
right.
Got three. All right.
She's right.
All right. Question number
three. Well, you took all the other good choices.
What is the first letter on a typewriter?
Randy.
Sean.
Randy. Q.
I will give it to whoever just said that. Yes.
That was Randy.
Randy, there you go.
But Steve also said Randy. Stop.
I know. That's why I said Randy so he could answer the question.
Good Lord. Question number nine. Should have stayed in college more.
Did you go to college to do this?
I sure didn't. Anyway, let's do another Elvis question.
Oh, all right. Boy.
What year did Elvis Presley die?
Sean.
Randy.
Sean.
1977.
Yes.
Yes, sir. That is right. And I smell a cigar, which leads me to question number 10.
I was in Guadalajara when he passed away.
Cuba.
That was a segue.
No, Guadalajara.
Oh, sorry. I get trigger happy. What's the Hungarian word for pepper?
For what?
Pepper.
Hungarian word Hungarian? For pepper.
Steve.
Steve.
Pepper.
Debbie. Negro.
Sean.
Sean.
That hot thing.
That's what's in my pants. Oh.
Debbie.
Steve again.
Steve again.
Goulash.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
All right. What is it?
Paprika.
It
paprika.
Oh, my God. I love paprika.
Paprika.
Wow.
Baby. Suck it.
All right. So how many questions did they get?
They actually got three.
They got three?
Yeah.
I got a gift for you guys.
What do we win?
I got a gift for you guys.
Oh, good. I like gifts.
Oh, my gosh. Well, it is, again, a wonderful day down here in Laguna Niguel. And of course, today's theme is a long train running by the Doobie Brothers. And
are we really going to end this?
Well, no, we're still going to stay here and hang out for a while. And
I'm
enjoy.
Having so much fun. This
and
is,
definitely
this
enjoy.
Is awesome. This very is awesome. Festive.
So, again, guys, this is going all day long, all night long. The last train goes northbound at 8:20. People will be out here mooning. And everything. And
there's a whole schedule right there for everybody to see so you can get your butt ready.
Come on down. Have fun. We are. Steve and I are going to go out next and moon the next train that goes by. And
or again, car, whichever comes first.
Or the police.
Or the police. Yeah, well, next time the sheriff comes by, we'll go out and moon.
And again, thank you so much to Ann and to Hutch. For allowing us to broadcast from here for their 40th anniversary of this. Thank you to Lazarex for their sponsoring this whole event and everything. And again, just come on down, have a good time. There's a lot of things that Lazarex is doing for the raffle. It's like a silent auction kind of thing they got going on and the raffles and stuff. So come on down and have fun, have some beer, have some drinks. Enjoy the bands that are here all day long.
You know, I got to say, if you just think about it as we're mooning the train, you're not getting the idea. The idea is it's very festive, very fun. People here are having a good time. People are laughing. It's more than just that. It's really cool.
Don't forget to thank Wendy and Stephanie for the body shot.
Well, you're going to be thanking them, I can tell, later on. Absolutely. So
don't talk about my woman.
That's already packed up already.
Show's website is yourweeklydose.com. Facebook page, find us on Your Weekly Dose. Twitter and Instagram is at Your Weekly Dose 1.
Steve's Twitter is at SilvaLining69.
I'm Zachary. Hi. And my Twitter is ZTangen, ZTEIGEN. And also, if you want, Sean forgot to mention this, in a couple weeks, 2 weeks from today, we will be at the OC Fair.
Yes.
Ah, oh, that's right. Yeah.
And next week, we are also going to be interviewing Mark Bonilla with his new album.
Oh, cool. Perfect.
So he'll be talking to us. And again, if you want to follow me, Sean, on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, it's simply Sean Roberts HC. Simple as that. So,
or Sean Roberts, I'm a good driver.
Really?
What does that mean?
Really? He's looking for a ride home.
Oh, my gosh. All righty, guys. Well, listen, it's a beautiful day down here in South Orange County. Come on down. Have fun. And until then, be good to each other, and we'll see you guys next week.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye, world.
Thank you for listening to this week's show. Don't forget to support the show by shopping on Amazon. Just go to our website, yourweeklydose.com, click on the Amazon banner, and bookmark. Then start shopping. Remember to follow us on Twitter and Instagram at yourweeklydose1 and Facebook at yourweeklydose. We'll see you next week.